You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 13, Believe in Yourself. Every Thursday is dedicated to you, listener. This is when we give you an opportunity to ask your questions or to have your comments heard on the show. Remember, your voice can literally be heard asking your questions or leaving your comments if you use our Audio Boom voice recorder. There are two ways you can access this. One is by visiting our Audio Boom channel or by visiting us at awakenthehealing.com. On Audio Boom, there is a red button in the top right-hand corner of your screen, and that is the voice recorder. On our website, there is a link for the voice recorder on our homepage. Just scroll down and you'll see it. Please don't be shy. But if you are, you always have the option to send us an email to questions@awakenthehealing.com or contact us through any of our social media sites. We'd really love to hear from you. I would like to take this time to say thank you to all of our listeners for being here. Thank you for sharing, retweeting, liking, following, and subscribing to the show. Also for helping me get the word out about the awakening. There would be no need for this show if you weren't out there listening. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and for taking the time to listen. And now I'd like to remind you that Doors of Light is now available on Amazon to order. You can either go directly to Amazon to place your order, or you can order through our site at awakenthehealing.com. We also have a dedicated site for the book, and that address is doorsoflight.com. The dedicated site will give you more information on me and the book. Check it out. And please don't forget to take a few minutes to leave an honest review on Amazon after reading the book. I would greatly appreciate you taking the time to do that. Thank you in advance. Now, on to our questions and comments for this past week. We received our first question, and it came from Shauna Utermark. Shauna has been following the podcast and found last week's episodes to be very interesting. In episodes 8 and 9, we spoke about the 5 senses. Shauna was born without the sense of smell and wondered if I could help her out and give her some insights into why some people are born not having all of their senses, and what could it mean spiritually? That's a really good question. Thank you, Shauna, for asking it and for having the courage to share it with everyone listening. First of all, I'm so happy you asked about the spiritual significance of this. It's actually a more complicated question than it appears to be, because your spirit chooses the challenges you will face in this life, and your spirit chose not to be able to smell. Now, that could be for countless reasons. A past life regression may help you uncover why you chose this challenge for yourself. One thing is for sure, when you're born without a sense, then your other senses become stronger. You may also develop abilities that others don't have. It's somewhat like waking up some of your other senses. You may be using a sense that others have no clue they have. The sense of smell can be used to protect you, like in the case of smelling smoke or something like that. If you can't smell smoke, then you may have a heightened intuition to be able to feel that something is wrong. You could be stronger in areas where others lack because they rely on their sense of smell to relay certain messages to them. And that's really the short and sweet answer. But in truth, this manifestation is much deeper than that. As you grow, you will begin to understand more about why you chose that challenge for yourself. It will be revealed in time and through your meditations. And always know that your sense of smell can return, or in your case, manifest, because it is possible. Thank you again, sweetie, for asking the very first question on our show. On to the comments. We received several comments this past week, and they were all sort of follow-ups on an ongoing conversation. So I will summarize what people are saying about the show. First, I'd like to thank Pamela Garfield, Marilyn Sadler, Joey Henderson, and Shauna Utemark for reaching out and sharing their thoughts with me on the show. If I don't hear from you, I don't know if it's helping you. So thank you all for sharing your thoughts with me. Many are finding the show helpful and revealing the underlying issues that need to be dealt with in their lives. They're feeling a sense of empowerment by listening to this podcast, along with an increase in self-esteem and inner peace. I've been told that the show is transforming people's lives and making them feel like there's nothing they can't do. Now, if a few of my listeners are expressing these kinds of thoughts to me, then that means there are others that are feeling the same way. And just knowing that there are people who look forward to this show each and every week gives me the desire and the passion to continue to create these shows. Even though it takes a lot out of me, I'm doing this for you. I want to truly help as many people as I can to find joy and peace in their lives, and to know that I have already affected some people in this way makes me feel really good about this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to tell me how this show has affected your life. Now, for today's message. The title of this show is Believe in Yourself. Spirit wanted me to share a story with you. And as I was trying to think of an inspiring story to tell, Spirit told me that I was supposed to share one of my stories with you. Now, I have many stories, but immediately it came to me that I was supposed to share with you how I had to believe in myself in order to raise my 3 children and homeschool them from start to finish over a 23-year period. Now, this is a testimony of the power of believing in yourself. I would not be able to share this story with you if I didn't overcome my fears and believe in myself. One thing I notice about people is many just don't believe in their ability to accomplish great things. If more of us did, we would have accomplished so much more by now as a human family. When I hear people talk about things they want to do, there's always that sense of doubt within them of their ability to accomplish it. I can only try to encourage you to believe in yourself. But you are the one who actually has to do it. You must overcome your fears in order to follow your heart to your destiny. This is the short version of my homeschool story. When I was 19 years old, I got married. And about 15 months later, I had my first child. But before I got pregnant, Spirit told me that my children were to be homeschooled, and they were never to see the inside of a school until they were ready for college. Can you imagine what was going through my head at that time? I was fresh out of high school with no more than a summer of taking college classes at Penn State. I did not believe that I was equipped to homeschool my children. But Spirit told me that if I could read and write, then I could teach my children how to do the same. So I talked it over with my husband, and we agreed that our children would be homeschooled, although I ended up being the one who did all the work. You know how that goes. Anyway, when I found out that I was pregnant, I began to read everything I could on making a baby genius. I started teaching my child while she was still in the womb. When she was born, I started using flashcards that I made myself. When she was just 3 weeks old, I started to prop her up on the couch and began to teach her. We studied for about 15 minutes a day. And when she was 3 months old, she already knew her basic colors, shapes, numbers from 0 to 10, and her alphabet. This is the honest truth. I used to show relatives what she could do when they came over to visit. Everyone was always amazed. But this only increased my confidence in myself. And over time, I had two more children, and I got pretty good at teaching babies. My confidence grew over time, but still the lessons got harder as they grew older, and I had to continue to believe in myself. I set goals for myself, for my children. And one of my goals was to have my children in college by the age of 16. And I actually accomplished that goal a year earlier, in fact. They all got into college at the age of 15. Over a 23-year period of my life, I've worked diligently to educate my children and to give them the best education possible. The two oldest have their first college degrees and are working on their next. My youngest just graduated from homeschool last year and will soon receive his first college degree. I can't tell you the sense of accomplishment that I received from that great challenge. It was a mountain that I had to conquer. And now that I have, I feel like there's nothing I can't do. In order to do great things, you must believe that you can accomplish them. You came here to change this world by bringing your gifts and sharing them with the world. There's something that you have to do, and the world is waiting for you. But first, you must believe in your ability to do it. You must believe in yourself in order to accomplish what you came here to do. Over those 23 years, I got divorced, had to create an income, and continued to raise my children and educate them. I found a way because I never gave up. My faith was only strengthened by the trials I had to face. They only made me stronger. And that's what life does for us. It's here to make us stronger. Don't think about all the reasons why you can't do something. Spend your time and energy focusing on all the ways you can get it done. You will bring forth your creativity and ingenuity because of the challenges of life. Character can be developed through life's trials. But you will never find out who you really are if you never put yourself to the test. And in order to do that, you must first believe in yourself enough to meet the challenges head on. There's nothing you can't accomplish. Just believe in yourself and anything is possible. Thank you again for listening. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe in it.